Yeah. My name is Ilmari, and I'm working for the Document Foundation as a development marketing person. It takes a lot more than C++ to keep LibreOffice going as a project, so I want to summarize the various supporting activities. It's useful to get an understanding of the big picture. When something in the software is changed, you have to ask, how does this affect documentation or quality assurance or localization? We should respect equally the work of everyone and every team. Translating requires one to have a good command of the target language. The translation produced cannot be machine-like. It should be easy to read and stylistically appropriate. Translators have to use specialized technical vocabulary. Usually this involves researching what sort of terminology is established in the target language. As a first step, it's recommended to subscribe to the localization mailing list. The user interface and help can be translated in Weblate. You log into Weblate using your TDF account. To get full translation rights for a language, you have to contact TDF's localization manager, Sophie Gauthier. If you want to start a new language project, refer to the instructions in the LibreOffice Localization Guide wiki page. The links will be included in the slides. When translating the user interface, you're dealing with very compact expressions, and you have to keep track of the context in the software itself. In a future version of Weblate, we will be able to associate screenshots with translation strings. Sometimes help content goes out of date, so it's a good idea to check the reality in the software. It would be ideal to contribute to keeping help accurate instead of duplicating outdated information in numerous languages. If a mistake is spotted and corrected early, it will prevent lots of unnecessary work. Mistakes and proposals for new things should be reported to Bugzilla. Sophie Gauthier gives assistance in these cases. The guidebooks are writer documents, but you can still take advantage of translation tools when working on them. Existing translated terminology in the UI and help can be brought over when using desktop translation tool called Omega T. The translated guides are hosted at documentation.libreoffice.org. Announcing your intention to work on a guide is advised to avoid duplicate work. TDF Wiki hosts frequently asked questions, technical documentation, and various other things. Not everything in the wiki needs to be translated, such as meeting minutes, highly specialized technical notes, and event pages. Then quality assurance, in its most basic form, has arguably the lowest threshold to contributing. One just has to follow steps in bug reports and to witness the result. In the context of QA, one can report problems, confirm the reports of others, and prevent problems by constructing automated bug-catching methods. For helping us analyze bug reports,